So I was able to get to my goal from a child. I wanted to know the whole truth, you know, not just partial, not just pieces, not just piecemeal. I wanted to know the whole truth. And I had to listen to 40,000 sermons. I had to do my own research. I had to learn the etymology, become a master at the etymology of words. I had to go through a lot of crises, losses, dark nights of the soul, you know, dark night of the soul experiences. And you always rise up a better person, you know. You always rise up a better person. Because, and one of the things you got to do is, like, let's say you do go through a dark night of the soul. If you go to drinking and drugging and chasing skirts or whatever, you're not going to heal. So when you go through the dark night of the soul, you have to make up your decision, make a decision in your mind that you're not going to do something wrong, even though you felt wronged. You're going to do what's right. Even if you were wronged, you do right. And so what happens when you do that, you pass through to the other side a better person. And a lot of it is the devil testing you. Remember Job? His wife said, curse God and die. And he didn't. His own wife said, curse God and die. He lost his everything. His health, his family, and everything. But he pressed through to the other side. He never cursed God. He never blamed God. But he did have a little pity party. He said, what did he say? Curse the day I was born. And God rebuked him. Curse the day I was born. God had to rebuke him. No, you're born here for a reason. God created you for a purpose, for a reason. It's not even your life. You've been bought with a price. Your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price. I got this truck trying to hold me, keep me from getting over in the other lane. It's almost like they do it on purpose. That's what it feels like sometimes. Don't ever say that. Cursed is the day I die. Cursed is the day I was born. Or why am I even here? Or why am I even alive? Never say that. God has a plan. Usually when you say that, you're coming to a crossroad. Look at Job. I'll have to do an AI and put it under this. Usually when somebody comes to the end of themselves, like, why is this happening? Poor pitiful me. It's the end of the world. Why am I, Lord, why? I don't want to live. Why am I even here? Something like that. That means you're coming to a crossroad, a breakthrough. Everything is a crossroad or breakthrough, but if you kind of dull your senses, you'll never make it to the other side. You'll never graduate to the other side. A lot of times people come to that and they get saved. And then after they're saved, they have to go through the process again to realize it's not their life, it's God. It's not I that lives, but Christ lives in me. And so they have to die daily. To go through that is a trip. A lot of times people are so independent before they get married, and then they decide, I can't live without that person. I gotta marry them. And then they have to realize they have to die themselves in that. They have to die to self in that. They have to change their view in that. It could be a job that you really don't like, but you're stuck there. And then you have to change your mindset with a job. You say, okay, well, I can't leave. I'm stuck. So I got to change my attitude. You know? Power 3. Got to change my attitude. And then once you change your attitude, the job changes and the people around you change. So most stuff in this reality that you're facing off with is because you don't want to die to the old ways and rise up into the new ways. Maybe I'll talk about it again. This is going to be a short one, but let's say you want to accomplish and do some kind of project, and it's going to take sacrifice. Let's say you want to get a degree. It's going to take sacrifice. Let's say you want to stop doing, let's say you want to stop eating sugar. Sugar's worse than cocaine, addiction-wise. You want to stop eating sugar. We're going to have to sacrifice. We're going to have to find a way. It's really a trip how people resist the very thing that would heal them, they resist. We as humans, the very thing that would heal you resist, like walking around the block. I don't feel like walking around the block. I don't feel like jogging. I don't feel like riding a bike. But the very thing that you resist will make you stronger and give you more energy because you're burning all those carbs off. The very if you do, let's say you do 20 push-ups. I don't want to do 20 push-ups. But as soon as you do 20 push-ups, you feel better. You're building your muscle. The very thing we think is the worst thing is usually the best thing that happened to go through.